I'm here with Riley, and I noticed Riley finished his independent reading response. And what level book were you using when you were doing independent level reading? That last one?
L.
L. So what is your reading level?
L.
L. And now I noticed that when you were done, you grabbed a book to read on your own because you did the work the teacher asked you to do. And what book did you choose?
Level J.
Level J. Now, why did you choose a level J?
Because it's kind of like close to K, and L is close to K. So when I see K, I'm thinking that's my current reading level.
Okay, excellent. So what book did you choose? What's this book called?
Looking After Eggs.
Now, what do you think it's about?
About animals looking after their eggs.
Now, I'm really shocked by this picture because I see that there's a snake over eggs. Do you think those are snake eggs? Did you know that snakes laid eggs? I didn't know that. How did you know that?
By when you look at the cover.
Yeah. How did you knew before you saw this book that snakes laid eggs, though? How did you know that?
I saw one. When I was like 4, my dad and me went hiking. We saw this snake that kind of looks the same,
okay,
but it's black where the brown spots are, and on his face is brown. Mm. So we found one. We looked. We hid it. We went quiet. We'd be quiet so that he couldn't see us. So then we looked at his eggs. And then when we saw them, I'm like thinking in my head, why do snakes like eggs? And then when I found out, that's how I knew.
Excellent.
Snakes laid eggs.
So I got a question for you. When you go up to there to that independent leveled reading library, why don't you choose Q? What's the reason for not choosing Q? Why are you sticking so close to L?
Because it's my current reading level.
Okay, and practicing at your current reading level, that does what? What does it do when you practice your current reading level?
It makes me go higher and higher and higher.
Awesome. Give me 5, buddy. Keep up the good work, Riley.